Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
So, Kansas schools have lost more than 16,000 students over the past decade. Yet according to data presented to the Kansas Education Funding Task Force recently, districts have added more than 1,500 employees during that same period. Now, critics may say that's evidence that the problem isn't funding, it's how schools are spending their taxpayer dollars. But school districts continue to argue that they're, quote, underfunded, and are even suing the state for more money. I thought the governor keeps saying that we're adequately funding schools, though. So, she's the school funding governor, apparently. Joining us now to help break down these numbers and what they mean for Kansas taxpayers is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, thank you for joining us. We're sorry you're not here with us live, but still rather glad to have you with us tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, always a pleasure, John, and love your intro music as always.
Thank you. Well, it's appropriate for this topic for sure. The headline numbers are pretty striking. 16,107 fewer students, but 1,583 more employees. What does that tell us about the direction public education administrations particularly have taken over the last decade?
Well, John, we've known it. We know that when schools get more money, it does not go to the classroom. It doesn't go for teacher raises. It goes to add layers of administrative bureaucracy. And so that chart that was shared on Facebook just absolutely illustrates that. The data doesn't lie. And, when we hear all of this rhetoric about we prioritize teachers, if I'm a teacher currently in the system, I've got to be going, that's not what the data is telling us.
Yeah, one of the most shocking things that I noticed in that chart that you showed is there was only one category where they actually declined, and it was in teachers. The number of teachers actually fell by over 300 during that period of time. So the one metric, they actually fired, they actually lost teachers. So of all areas where you would think that they would actually be trying to grow, they've cut teachers, but they've grown in administrators, for example.
Right, and I have no doubt if they're successful in suing the state for more money again, that's where the money will go, because that's where it's gone every single time they get an influx of money. It goes to layers of bureaucracy. And so we as a legislature have got to put our foot down and say no more.
So we've heard that many of these new positions aren't classroom teachers, they're administrators. You mentioned it, there are four Johnson County school districts that are now suing the state with taxpayer money for more taxpayer money. Can you walk us through that? I mean, first off, I don't think they should be able to use taxpayer money to sue the state, but can you walk us through exactly what they're doing and why?
Yeah, agree, John. I've argued for years you shouldn't be able to use taxpayer money to sue the taxpayers, but here we are yet again. They can't defend the results that we've gotten with the billions of dollars we've added. The results aren't there, so they have to, of course, go to their worn-out playbook of suing the state for more money. But they're suing on the basis of education funding and saying that the legislature isn't living up to its lawful obligation. But, John, if you read the statute, it very clearly says 92% subject to appropriation. In fact, in our education funding task force, we have a superintendent that's on that task force who was bemoaning how they have to transfer money from their general fund because of the special education funding shortfall. Well, we looked up his district, and he actually was getting 93.2%, more than the 92% that we are supposedly obligated to fund. And so he was rather quiet from that point on. But it's all a distraction from the fact that they can't produce the results with the funding that they've gotten from Gannon. And you're right, the governor said it repeatedly. Schools are fully funded.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with State Senator Renee Erickson. I know lawmakers are currently preparing to write the state's school finance formula, which I commend you all for being willing to even take that on. What reforms should be included to ensure taxpayer dollars are actually reaching the classroom and improving achievement rather than expanding bureaucracy?
Oh, John, I said in the last meeting, it's not complicated, but it's difficult to implement because we have people who don't want to actually fund the classroom. But what we have to focus on as legislators is student outcomes. We need to fund what works for our kids. And if we do that, I think the rest will take care of itself. Districts are going to have to provide positive student outcomes. What are we paying for? And they're going to have to show their work, and they're going to have to show improvement, or there has to be a consequence financially for that.
Is there any way, you know, one of the biggest arguments that I think we've seen for a long time has been the whole, well, we can't, the silo, you know, oh, our money is locked into this silo, so I can't take money. Is there any way to do away with that? Yeah, I remember when I came into the legislature as a freshman, there was a concept of block granting, where we give them all this one block of money and let the district, the individual school district, and the individual school board decide how they want to spend their money. Is there a way to go back to that concept?
John, we've done about all we can with that. We have removed a lot of those silos other than what's like federally required, like the school lunch money or bond and interest money for facilities. We have provided about as much flexibility as we can because I agree, districts need to be able to have some flexibility in spending. However, what we're seeing is they're not prioritizing the right things to improve student outcomes. Schools are doing less with more. way lower outcomes for way more money. There's no getting around it. Every metric shows that. Yet they're a one-trick pony. Give us more money. More time and more money. So I asked the group, I said, how much time and how much money? And the only thing they have is more.
Yeah, they do remind me of the little of Oliver from Oliver Twist. You know, please, may I have some more with his little bowl of porridge? And that does seem to be their constant answer. I remember when I was a freshman legislator, I went and met with the Goddard school superintendent, and I asked him finally at one point. I said, "Well, how much is enough? How much? Give me a dollar figure." And he actually said, which is why we use this theme song. He actually said, it will never be enough. And that was so frustrating to hear that but that is their attitude, isn't it? It will never be enough. They will always want more money, even though that's not sustainable.
Absolutely. And you know what? At least he was honest about it.
Yeah, I did appreciate the fact that he was honest in his stupidity. But if folks want to talk to you, if they have questions, if they want to reach out, if they want more information on the task force, what's the best way for them to reach out and contact you, Renee?
Absolutely. Social media, email, all of that's available on the state legislative website or on social media. Glad to visit with folks.
You know, I do have to ask, the filing deadline is tomorrow, and you're not here tonight. So is there a particular reason that you're out of town and not here tonight? Is there are you going to be making any announcements tomorrow, Renee?
The only announcement I'm going to be making, John, is from Oklahoma City. We are with our granddaughter watching the Women's College World Series. So
I had to try.
I can't be with you tonight.
you can't blame me for trying. There's just been a lot of rumors about you and gubernatorial campaigns, and you know we always need. By the way, Pat Proctor's looking for an opponent. If you want to run for Senate.
I'm very happy being state senator. Thank you very much.
I had to ask you. You know, all right, Renee. You have fun, and we'll check in with you soon. I'm sure.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.